Our PhD this week is Sonia Aracic at La Trobe University in Melbourne, and she seems to have found a kind of miracle substance in the soil.
My research concerns the production of a large molecule that is produced naturally by a soil-dwelling bacterium. The molecule is a polymer composed of many units of glucose, a commonly used sugar. The polymer has numerous industrial and medical implications. One unusual instance is in the concrete industry, where its addition creates a flexible, super workable concrete mixture. The polymer is also widely used as a natural additive to improve the texture and freeze-thawing properties of foods such as noodles, sausages, tofu, and even ice cream. More importantly, the polymer and its derivatives have the potential to treat cancer, inhibit HIV, and control obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. The name of this rather magical substance is curdlan. Curdlan is produced by relatively few bacteria. It has unusual physical and chemical properties which allow it to form a unique gel when heated. Most importantly, the gel does not return to the liquid state upon further heating. Extensive research has been conducted on the potential applications of curdlan since its discovery in the 1960s. A decade ago, the late Professor Bruce Stone initiated investigation of the molecular genetics of curdlan production, which has since been conducted by the PhD candidates Ferdie Tanner, Danielle Tromp and myself under the supervision of Dr. Vilma Stanisic. The model organism that we use in our laboratory to investigate the pathway of curdlan production is Agrobacterium, the same organism that is used for curdlan production in industry. Agrobacteria are normally found either in close association with plants, where they can cause a tumour disease, or as free-living inhabitants of the soil. In the soil, these bacteria are subject to variable nutritional, physical, and biological stresses. The question we posed in our laboratory was, what is the biological role of curdlan in the soil setting? We found that curdlan protects the bacterium from the killing effects of high temperatures and from predatory amoebae that eat bacteria and are common soil inhabitants. The protective effects are due to the fact that curdlan forms a capsule that completely surrounds the outer cell surface of Agrobacterium. We have qualitative and quantitative methods that allow us to detect curdlan. These have been useful in creating Agrobacterium strains that are unable to produce curdlan. Our studies on these strains have identified numerous biosynthesis and regulatory genes which are essential for curdlan production. Additionally, we have identified genes which play a role in the amount of curdlan produced. Therefore, our research has uncovered ways to increase the production of this natural product that may flow to cost-cutting in its industrial production and applications. We have also developed culture conditions for the production of an additional novel polymer, not yet named, and have uncovered some of the genes essential for its production. We can genetically manipulate the timing and the level of each of the two polymers produced. Interestingly, the new polymer has different properties to curdlan and may also have wide applications. Not bad for a natural product. Our research on curdlan production by Agrobacterium provides a model for investigations on sugar polymers produced by other bacteria. These polymers are important as they provide us with a flexible range of natural alternatives for specific industrial and medical applications.
Sonia Aracic from the Department of Microbiology at La Trobe University in Melbourne, where she's doing her PhD. A polymer from the soil maybe could supply a major industry.